Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tommy Tucker, 716. Highs of 81 today. We got a little foggy mist going out there, so be careful. Highs of 59 tomorrow, and that's going to be one of those situations where we reach our high temperature early in the day and the temperature falls. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, highs of 62 and sunny. Sunday warms up a little bit, highs of 70. But looking ahead to Tuesday and Wednesday, highs Tuesday 50 with the temperatures dropping, and Wednesday the high temperature is going to be 48 and it's going to be cold and breezy, so you better remember where it was that you left your jacket from last year. Ron Fauché joins us, political analyst, publisher of the Lunchtime Politics newsletter. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for taking the time with us. We appreciate it as always. Let's talk about, I guess, before we get into some of the presidential races and how people feel about that. In terms of the president, he was in Monroe last night. He's going to be in Bossier City on the 14th, I think it is. Does he have coattails, or does it depend on what region he's in? And what about the elections the day before last? Did we learn anything from those?
Well, I think what we've learned is that when Donald Trump goes to a place, he energizes the turnout among his supporters. And for this governor's election here in Louisiana, that's important because it's essentially a turnout race. It polls pretty close. And it's very important for John Bel Edwards to turn out his supporters, and very important for Eddie Rasponi to turn out his. So Donald Trump will definitely help Eddie Rasponi turn out his voters. The question is, will that be offset by John Bel Edwards' campaign, which, from everything I'm hearing, is doing a better job in developing a turnout network for the runoff campaign than they did in the primary?
I guess that's a question, Ron, that I had. I can understand people are all ginned up about seeing President Trump and his rallies pack the place. But does that transfer to people getting out to vote, or do you just get all riled up, and I don't mean that in a negative way, while the Trump supporters are there, and then go home and go about their business, LSU, Alabama, et cetera? You're saying that it does lead to people actually getting up and voting?
Yeah, particularly because when the president does these rallies, they're done at the very end of the campaign. The Monroe appearance was actually early. You know, it was a week and a half before the election. But usually they're done right at the very end to increase turnout. But there's another factor, too. And some Democrats believe that not only do they increase turnout of Trump supporters, they also increased turnout of Trump detractors. So it's very hard to tell that, because particularly when they're done at the end of the election, it's hard to determine turnout based on any polling.
Is the ground game on Election Day more important to one side or the other? And how has early voting affected that Election Day ground game?
Well, it's important for both sides, and early voting has made the whole campaign process more expensive. I'd estimate it's probably added 20-30% cost to running political campaigns, because not only do you have to, you know, focus your campaign on one day, election day, but you have to focus it on a whole week of election days a week prior. So it means that campaigns have to build a crescendo up before early voting begins, keep it up for a week, and then they have to do it again for the main event. So yes, it does. It does increase the cost of campaigns, and it makes the campaign strategies more complex,
which can lead to fatigue as it relates to voters. And we'll talk about that as it relates to the presidential campaign when we come back. Ron Fauché is our guest, political analyst, publisher of the Lunchtime Politics newsletter. And I will ask you, the audience, are you just tired already of the 2020 campaign? And it hasn't even really begun and won't until the Iowa caucuses. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Ron Fauché, political analyst, publisher of Lunchtime Politics. A majority of Americans say the 2020 presidential campaign makes them feel anxious or frustrated, and that's according to an AP National Opinion Research Center poll that is based in the University of Chicago. Could that, in a way, Ron, be a good thing where at least people are paying attention?
Well, people are certainly paying attention to this election, and the poll also found that very high percentages of both Democrats and Republicans have a great interest in the upcoming presidential election. One thing that Donald Trump has done, he did it in the last presidential election and he's doing it in this one, is he rouses public interest for and against him. And it results in higher voter turnout and more voters watching debates and watching the news.
So when it comes to frustration and I guess historically what's happened, anxiety, after things become a little bit more definite after the primaries, and I know that President Trump is going to be the Republican nominee, but on the other side of it, after you know either whom your candidate is, if you're a Democrat, or who your candidate's going to be facing if you're a Republican, does that tend to tamper down or the anxiety, or does it make it worse because now you're really concerned about your side winning or losing? Is it the uncertainty, I guess, right now is what I'm asking?
Well, the uncertainty certainly plays a part on the Democratic side because they're not sure who's the right candidate, even though Democratic voters generally have their first choice. When you ask them a question about, you know, are you committed to that choice or are you still possibly looking around and shopping around for other candidates, many of them still say, yes, they are, you know, so. So a lot of those first choice votes are not set in stone. And that does cause anxiety, I think, on the part of a lot of Democrats and frustration. But a lot of that frustration and anxiety on the Democrats' part is caused by Donald Trump. And a lot of the frustration and anxiety on the Republican side is also caused by anti-Trump people and the media coverage of the election. So there's a lot of emotions that are being stirred moving into this 2020 presidential election.
So the turnout, Ron, as it relates to the last presidential election, was that pretty high in terms of historically?
Yeah, it was high, and I think you're going to see it even higher this time. One of the things that you had last time that may have turned out down some was that both candidates had very high negative ratings. And so all they were doing were voting for the most part against. You're going to see that again to some extent this time. But I just think that people have been so engaged and have watched the whole Trump saga so carefully over the last 3 years that it's going to result in a record turnout in the presidential election.
To be something to see. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Ron Fauché, political analyst, publisher of the Lunchtime Politics newsletter. It's 7:29. We're going to continue the conversation when we come back. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, are you frustrated about the presidential election or are you excited about it? And I think the difference is one's positive and one's negative. So we'll continue our conversation about that. We will also get an update from CBS on the latest as it relates to the impeachment saga, I guess you would call it, going on in Washington and what's going to happen next week in terms of witnesses and public testimony. And will they repeat the same thing or read the transcripts? We'll find out right now. Time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.